From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The battle for the Libyan port city of Misrata resumed today. Forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi had withdrawn, but now they're firing on the city with shells and rockets. Despite the barrage, rebels say they've driven government troops from the center of the city and now control much of it. Hundreds of people have died in the fighting in Misrata in the past 2 months. Pope Benedict used his Easter message today to urge an end to the fighting in Libya. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports he also focused on other conflicts and natural disasters.
Along with his call to rejoice on the day that marks the resurrection of Christ, the Pope also appealed that in Libya, diplomacy and dialogue take the place of arms and that people be given access to humanitarian aid. He also called for coexistence among political factions of the Ivory Coast, rocked for months by violence. He urged consolation and hope in Japan, suffering from the devastating effects of the earthquake and tsunami. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
European governments are warning their citizens to leave Syria. The government there is not backing away from its crackdown on anti-government protesters. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut that security police arrested protesters in raids overnight.
The overnight police raids and arrests focused on a neighborhood on the outskirts of Damascus, according to activists, after a funeral march there earlier in the day. A video posted of the march show hundreds of people chanting for the downfall of the regime while carrying wooden coffins to the cemetery. Then heavy gunfire scatters the mourners. Security is particularly tight around the capital. Damascus appears to be a target for anti-government protesters. For the first time, Turkey, a Syrian ally, condemned the violence against peaceful demonstrations. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
The race to raise money for the 2012 presidential election is in full swing already. NPR's Allison Keyes reports that both President Obama and his potential Republican opponents are on the move.
Thank you. Hello, Reno.
Last week, President Obama held six fundraisers and raised millions for himself and Democrats. He's got two more scheduled for this week in New York City. Meantime, potential Republican presidential hopefuls, like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, are trying to prove their fundraising prowess, with Romney set for a May event in Las Vegas to raise money and recruit new contributors. Also in May, there's an event in Dallas hosted by Republican presidential campaign veterans for former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Other potentials with fundraising feelers out include Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour and Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann, the Republican congresswoman from Minnesota. Recent polls show this is the first time since 1952 the Republican Party has no clear frontrunner. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. Protesters in Pakistan are blocking a major road for U.S. and NATO trucks carrying supplies to Afghanistan. They set up the roadblock yesterday to press their demand that the U.S. stop missile strikes in Pakistan. Drones attack targets in Pakistan's tribal regions, where Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters are based. Pakistanis claim that innocent civilians are being killed. Officials say the road will be reopened tomorrow, and the two-day blockade will have no effect on its operations. In Afghanistan, Taliban insurgents have taken responsibility for assassinating a member of the government's High Peace Commission. NPR's Quill Lawrence also reports that four NATO soldiers died in separate incidents.
Haji Abdul Zahir was gunned down in the restive province of Helmand, where he once served as a district chief in the town of Marja. Marja was seen as a test case for the U.S. troop surge, but after pushing the Taliban out, Zahir proved a controversial choice to represent the Afghan government in Marja because of reports that he had a criminal record in Europe. Zahir was also a member of President Hamid Karzai's peace council, set up to open negotiations with the Taliban. NATO did not release the nationalities of the troops killed, but said that one soldier died in a helicopter crash and the others were killed by roadside bombs. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The Crown Prince of Bahrain has sent his regrets. He was among more than 40 foreign royals invited to the royal wedding this week. He said he didn't want the unrest at home to tarnish the celebration. Bahrain's Sunni monarchy has imposed martial law and brought in a Saudi-led military force to put down demonstrators calling for more freedoms. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for